We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
By early next year, Missouri residents will be able to buy marijuana for recreational use. But you won't hear advertisements for pot dispensaries on KMOX or other media outlets. Megan Lynch asked David Oxenford, a media law attorney, why the media is abstaining from taking marijuana industry cash.
Marijuana is still illegal as a federal matter. It's still a felony under federal law to sell marijuana or promote the sale of marijuana. So this federal felony statute prevents any media outlet really from promoting the sale of marijuana. There's also been, for the last 10 years, a provision in federal budget bills that prevent the Department of Justice from bringing criminal actions under this felony statute. But for regulated industries, the limitation in the budget bills don't limit other regulatory agencies from taking actions based on the violation of this federal law. So not only broadcasters, but banks and other regulated industries that are regulated by federal agencies can't do business with legal marijuana operations in states where it's been legalized.
Have you seen anyone, for example, in states like Colorado or Illinois, try to push this limit?
Well, these federal restrictions really have not been enforced in probably a decade since the Department of Justice has had these limitations put on them. So we really haven't seen any sort of actions brought against broadcasters or brought against banks or brought against any other federally licensed business that does business with a dispensary or other state legal marijuana business. But there's that risk, and lots of companies don't want to take that risk because it's a hypothetical risk that's always out there.
And it could be an expensive risk. Could it be argued, though, that, you know, these rules might be a restraint of trade? Could someone debate that in court?
It's a federal criminal law. So, you know, it has nothing to do with restraining trade. Technically, even the digital companies are subject to these same federal criminal statutes, and you won't see advertisements for dispensaries on Facebook or YouTube or other big digital platforms because they have the same concerns about the federal criminal laws. Even the bigger newspapers are reluctant to run those ads because, you know, they rely on the U.S. Postal Service to deliver a lot of their products as well. So it is still a issue throughout the economy, not just for broadcasters, not just for banks, but for all sorts of businesses that do business with these now state legalized marijuana businesses. And there's lots of attempts to change the laws on a federal level. There's been proposed legislation by the banks for 10 years. Broadcasters have tried to join in that proposed legislation to allow those businesses, those federally chartered businesses, to do business with legalized dispensaries in states where marijuana is legalized. And now President Biden recently suggested that federal agencies take marijuana off of what's called Schedule One. Schedule One is the drugs that basically are illegal for all purposes under federal law. And you know, marijuana is one of the few that is prohibited for, you know, research purposes or just about anything else under federal law. And, you know, it doesn't make sense anymore with so many states legalizing or decriminalizing it, that President Biden has asked the Food and Drug Administration and the other government agencies involved in maintaining the schedule, whether marijuana should still be on that schedule. And if ultimately those agencies make that decision, even if no legislation passes Congress, these issues may be resolved in the not too distant future. But until then, we still have this anomaly where federal law is different than all the state laws.
Now, are there some related businesses that we can accept advertising from? For example, doctors who might prescribe marijuana, or even the ballot initiatives to legalize marijuana, things like that, as long as it's not directly related to the growers, the manufacturers, the distributors?
Sure. Ballot issues, you know, that's a matter of First Amendment law that's dealing with a legislative issue. I can't imagine any regulatory or criminal agency having any problem with that kind of free speech on a political issue. So, you know, I don't see that's an issue for broadcasters. You know, I think it's an evaluation that each company makes based on the advertisement that they're faced with as to whether or not they'd be willing to run that ad, and whether they think that it would violate any of these federal prohibitions.
Broadcast law attorney David Oxenford.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.